Rav Merav Nachman. This is not like the shayla we had before, that Rav asked from Rav Nachman that what's going to be the law for the Yomar. If a husband gives his wife a get and says like this, Hayoim iyat ishti, I want this get to be good for today. Today you're not my wife. Olamacharat ishti, but tomorrow you should become my wife again. So we had before, the law we came out was that kivun the ifsik ifsik, that since he gave her a get, once the get was chal one time, so the ma'isa, the get is good l'yelam. So even though the ma'isa, the get is good l'yelam, but still, l'chatchila, we're not semich on that, and therefore you're supposed to write inside the get that l'olam, you want this get to be mat to your wife forever. Then the Mishnah said, gufo shtel shal get shichur, when you want to give your Rebbe Tinani a get to be meshachat to free him, what should be written inside the get, inside the shtar? The main thing is, Hare at bas chorin, that you are now a free person, a free daughter, or else Hare at liatzmecha, you are to yourself. In other words, up until now, you're an eved, you're a shivcha, you belong to me. Now I want to go and free you, this is the lush and this is the way you do it. Gemara says, Iskin Rav Yehuda v'shtar zivini, ki avdi, Rav Yehuda made a takona that whenever you want to sell your eved, not to free him, but you want to sell your Rebbe to somebody else. So how, what kind of shtar, what should you write inside that shtar mechira? So he made a takana like this, that you're supposed to write inside the shtar zivini, the avdi, that avdo dinan, this Eved, my Eved, mutztak li avdoi, he is like a good Eved. So Rashi says, l'avdo means dinoi posuk li avdus, shein shum ira b'mechira. There's nothing wrong with this sale. Nobody's going to come and argue to say there's something wrong with this sale. This is a good sale that I'm selling him now for work. Ulpotir v'otir mincherure. He is freed from any type of other freedom that we'll soon see. It means a min alule, a min arure, malko machusa, that the king and queen has no claims against this eved. In other words, he's a complete eved that could be sold. The king and queen have no ties upon the servant to say that after I sell it to you, they'll come and take it away. No. Vaita urishum the injish lo isi alayu. And there's no rishum, there's no mark from another person upon him. In other words, nobody has any claims against the servant. O menuka mikomum, he's pure and clean from all type of blemishes. O minshchini, he has no boils on him. The Nofik ad Titztoher, that comes out from Titztoher, so Rashi says, Beloshen Parsi Shteshonim. That means, like, for the next 2 years, I guarantee you, there'll be no boils, no shin that would come out. By the Kamri, Simfum, the Avodim, like, I don't know, something else here. Akopan, right now, he's saying that, like, for the next 2 years, you guarantee that he has no mum, and he has no shin. Yechadis Viatik, not a new one and not an old one. Now the Gemara Stam says, Maya Susei, but let's say you have an Eved that has a shchin, has boils on him. What's the medicine to cure, to take away these boils? The Gemara says, Amr Abaya Abaya says, Ginvara, some ginger, Rashi Zangvil ginger, or Marsucho, Rashi says, Psoila Siga Kesev, the parts of when you shine silver, the what is called the dust of silver, and when you cut out the silver out of the mountains, so some dust comes out, the dust of the silver, v'chala de chamra, and the vinegar from wine, omashcha de zeisen, you have to use some oil, olive oil, v'nafkid chiyura, and neft, white neft, v'shaifo leyin, you should shmir this on the yeved, v'gad for the avza. On a goose is gadfa on the wing of a goose. That's what you should use to smear this type of medicine upon the boils of your eved. This is the way to cure these boils. Mishnah says like this now. Shloisha gitin psulin. There are three types of gitin that midirabonin is posel. You're not allowed to use this get. But the anistis of lat kosher. But if she got married and they had children, we say the children remain kosher. We do not make the kids into mamzerim. That father abundant did not go to say the get is still possible, but then we look as if the get was kosher. What are the three cases? Kosav biksav yodai. If the husband wrote the get with his own handwriting, and no edim signed it, there's no edim on the get, just the husband's the Baal's writing itself. That's called Tzav Yodai. And Rashi speaks out, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that holds you need Eidei Chasima, that we have to have the Eidim in the get itself, and here there are no Eidim signed at all. Still we hold that Tzav Yodai is very good, because the Tzav Yodai is a gather like Atzma. It's like Rashi says, the Tzav Yodai Kimei Eidim Dom. It's like 100 Eidim. Like you have his own signatures, like an IOU, it's like 100 Eidim. Rashi says, therefore, even though there's no Eidim, Syria, no Eidim, no, that this is good, like Remeya, this is called Eidei Chasim Karsi. Rashi says, Elakivon, the Kostik Sav Yodahu, since the husband wrote off this get, the Kostav and Nosav Karinabe, that's the key of what the Torah says. The Torah says, when you give a get to your wife, the Torah says, the Kostav and Nosav, you're supposed to write up the get and give her the get. If the husband himself wrote off the get, and then he himself gave it to her, that's kosher. That's called a good get. So that's one case. That midiraita the get is good, just midirabbanan, though it's possible. Midirabbanan, you're not supposed to use such a get. Now, v'yein olav edim, there's one thing. V'kos of iksav yodav v'yein olav edim. It was his own signature, his own writing, but no edim. Another case is yesh olav edim. No, you have two edim signed in this shtar in the get, but v'yein bo zman, you have no zman. You left out the date. With rabbanim, we had a sugi before. Takonis, you have to have a date. The zman the get was written. So with rabbanim, the get is possible. But if she remarried, the kids are kosher. Now, in the third case is yesh bo zman, you have the date the get was written inside it, but v'yein bo yelo ed echad. You only have one eid signing on the get. Still, harei elu shloisha gitim sulim. These are three gitim that are psulim in rabbanin, and therefore v'yim nisei sablad kosher. If she does use this get and remarries because of it, but the abbot we say the get was good and the kids are ksherim, they're not mamzerim. So Gemara will be medayik why it says two times the double osh in the ratio and the sefer. Like it starts out shloisha gitim sulim, and then it ends off again harei elu shloisha gitim sulim. These are three gitim sulim. So what does it say twice for? But the third case is you only have an edechot, which again it's a kasha. Why is a good midiraisa? If you hold like Rabbi Meir Shiti, you need edi chasim akasi. Where are the two edim? So Rashi says one shot is again we're talking about a ksav yodai. We're talking about when the husband himself wrote this shtar. So therefore midiraisa it's good because the husband wrote it. But the chiddush is, even though you also have an eidechod, still you should know midirabbanan, though this get is possible. And that's the chiddush of the second case, the third case of the Mishnah. Now the first case of the Mishnah is, if you have no eidim, just have ksav yoda, the signet, the writing of the husband, so midiraita the get is kosher, but midirabbanan, though it's possible. And then it says the third case, even when you have ksav yoda, but even though you also have one eidechod, still midirabbanan the get is possible. But the rabbanan, you can't use this get until you have two good eidim signing on it. Right. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, afa pi shein olav eidim. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, even though there is no eidim in the get at all, and not even the ksav yoda either, ela, but rather, shein osnu olav efnei eidim, as long as the get was given over to her in front of two eidim, is kosher. That's called eidei misira karsi. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. He holds always, you don't need Eidim to sign in the get midiraisa. It's enough the fact the get was given over in front of two Eidim. And the v'goyvim v'nechosim v'shabadim. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is poshed even for get shtarei mammon, even for money shtaris. Also, it's called the good shtar that you could collect your money even from a shabadim, from property that was sold already. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, she'ein ha'edim chayisvim ala get elam of netikin oilum. It's only the rabbonim dika takonim with the rabbonim that edim should sign on the get, on a shtar. Because midi yiraisa, you don't need edim at all in the shtar. Midi yiraisa, it's enough. Edim is sira karsi. As long as it's given over in front of two edim, that's enough. True, midi rabbonim, there's a takono that you should have edim signing on it, netikin oilum, that you'll be able to prove it later on. That maybe the edim is sira will die, and then you'll have nobody to prove it. So with the Rabbanan, you should have Eidim signing on it. But it's only with the Rabbanan, with the Yeraisa, bless holds, the get is kosher with Eidim Yisira alone. Now the Gemara asks the question, Vesu Leka, like only these three cases say the get is possible and no other cases. There's no other Gitim that are Psulim Lechatchila and the Vlad is to kosher. Ivu Ika, we just had before Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes, that get yoshan, if you wrote a get to your wife, and before you gave it to her, you live with her. That's called the get yoshan, and the rabbon and the get is posel. And if she gets married, the kid is kosher. So Gemara says, Hosom loitetzei. There it's better. There if she gets married, even before she has children, we say loitetzei. She doesn't have to get divorced again because of that get yoshan. But hocha teitzei. But here in our Mishnah, if she remarried, right away we tell her to get a get, we tell her to be teitzei, to go away from the second husband. It's only that if she has kids from the second husband, then we say the kids are not mamzerim, the kids are ksherim. But before she has kids, we would make her be teitzei. So Mara says that depends. We'll soon see some achlekes later. That's good according to the man the yom that learns Pshan now Mishnah, that the vlad is kosher only when she has a child. But before she has the child, the din is teitzei. If she come to Bezdin, Bezdin will tell her you have to receive a second get. You have to go away from your second husband. We have to look as if this first get you received is no good. Elo l'man diyama, according to the man diyama, hochel loy teitzei, if you learn according to the man diyama, even in our Mishnah over here, that the din is loy teitzei, not only if she has a child, is the kid kosher, but even if she just remarried. Also we say, since midiraisa the get was kosher, we let her stay remarried, if so, what's the difference? Why do they only say three? There's a case of a get yoshin also. Ma'ikul meima, why did our Mishnah say the case of a get yoshin? So Gemara says, yes, there's a difference. Hosan tinos l'chatchila. Over there by a get yoshan, the other halacha is that if the husband lived with his wife before he gave her this get, after he had it written up, he's not supposed to use it. But there we say if the husband didn't listen but used it and gave it to his wife, once she received it, now l'chatchila, she's allowed to use this get and remarry. In our Mishnah though, that's for sure not. For sure if she received one of these three gittin, l'chatchila, she's not allowed to remarry. We're only saying there's a man diyoma that said that if she did remarry, then we say loy teitzei. But l'chatchila she cannot remarry. So that's why it's good that our Mishnah does not say another case of get yoshon, because there we hold, once she received the get, then l'maisa she could remarry l'chatchila. So where's the question? No, but there's still more. V'ika get korach. There's the bold get that we had before. When a kohen gives a get to his wife, that the kohen was supposed to write a few lines, then fold it over, then have an 8 sign on it, then write another few lines, fold it over, another 8 sign. And to say that every fold you have another 8. So what's going to be if you have a fold that 8 did not sign on it? So the chil of that get is possible. That's a psalm of the rabbanon. So why didn't our Mishnah say a case of a get korach, a bold get like one of the folds does not have its 8 sign on it, 1/8 sign on it? So my answer is, Hosom avlad mamzer. Over there, no, a get korach we hold it's even possible the yevet, if she remarries, the kid she has is a mamzer. But hocha avlad kosher. But now Mishnah, these three gittin, the Mishnah says clearly, if she does have children, the kids are kosher. So Mara says, that depends. Honicha the Rabbi Meir. That's good if you learn over there by get korach, the get is possible, and the kids are mamzer. The yom that says, his klal always is klal mashan, but there's no one gittin avlad mamzer. Anytime you made a difference from the way the chamor masakin to get, even though it's only with the rabbanon, the kids are mamzer. Elu the rabbanon ma'ik l'meimah. But according to rabbanon, what do you say? And according to rabbanon, by a get korach, the kid is not a mamzer. So according to the rabbanon, why does now Mishnah also say a get korach? So Gemara says, hosam teitzei, hocholay teitzei. I'll tell you the opposite. Over there, by a get korach, the din is teitzei. If she does remarry, we tell her to get a get. Here we say the loy teitzei. Here, if she does remarry, we leave her. So Mar says, no, that depends. Holich l'man diyama chole teitzer, that we leave her. Elo l'man diyama d'hocha teitzer ma'ik l'neima. But we say over here also the din is teitzei. It's only if she has a child that the kid is not a mamzer. But before she has the child, we tell her she should be teitzei. Since so, here it's teitzei, and by get korach it's teitzei. So why doesn't our Mishnah also have the case of a get korach? Then the Gemara answers, I'll tell you, the mekusha lo kamari. Such a type of a get, it's a modern get that you have different folds. And every fold you need another 8 to sign is not shchiach. So our Mishnah is not talking about that type of a get. Our Mishnah is only talking about normal gittin. By normal gittin, these are three psulim you have. But a new type of a get called mekusher, that we're not talking about. Again, that's a get mekusher, that every fold you have to have another 8 sign on it. For the Gemara Ayv, v'yikah shalom alchus, we had a Mishnah before. If you put the date of the wrong kingdom, not the king that you're living in, but to the wrong kingdom, also the get is possible with the rabbanim. Gemara says, "Hosam de teitzei." There, even if she remarried, we tell her to be teitzei. Hochol teitzei. Here, these three psulim, we don't tell her to get a get if she remarried. So again, it depends. Only Chlamandi Yamach Le Teitze. El Lamandi Yama Teitze Michael Neymar. If here and there both have the same halachas as Teitze, so why don't we say here also Shalom Alchus? And the Gemara Hosam Avlad Mamzer. There, no, there by Shalom Alchus, if he used that get, they should be married and have kids. The kids are Mamzerim. Hoch Avlad Kosha. So Gemara says no. Halichal Ramei. That's on the good according to Ramei again. That says over there, Kol Mashanah Vdeshachach Ham Begitim, that Avlad is a Mamzer. El Rabbonim Michael Neymar. But according to Rabbonim Shita, there also the kid is not a Mamzer. So our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonin. So the kid is not a mamzer here and there. Why isn't that case in our Mishnah a case of Shalom Alchus, where you wrote it to the wrong king, the date of the wrong king? So Mora says, Lukum lok Rabbi Meir. For Hosam Avlad Mamzer, Hoch Ravlad Kosha. That Mishnah will learn and go according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, over there, Rabbi Meir says it's called Mishanah Mimatashtam Chom Begitin. Therefore, there the Vlad is a mamzer. Here in our Mishnah, this is not called the case, Yom Mishanah Mimatbeya. That that if you have a ksav yodoi, that's not called your mishana. You just don't have the two edim. But midiraisa though it's kosher. That if you left out the date altogether, mashpatos is not called a mishana. You just don't have the date. So here, even according to Rav Meir, the get is kosher. The kid will not be a mamzer. Only over there where you wrote the wrong type of a thing in the get, that's worse. That's called your mishana. You made different from the takona, the way the rabbanim made it. Their attack was worse. There we say the get is impossible and the kid's even a mamzer, according to Rabbi Meir. Yeah. Now the Gemara explains. Minyana Dereisha. Again, we said our Mishnah says a double lashon of three. The Mishnah says three gitim apsulim, and then it ends off. Harayelu shloshi gitim psulim. Why does it say twice, three and three? The Gemara says, Minyana Dereisha, the first part of the Mishnah says shloshi gitim psulim, lamutei mai, what does it exclude? Or minyana the seifel of mutim mayin. The last one it says a reyelu shloishi gitim. What does that come to exclude? So Mora says yes, both come to teach us exclude something. Minyana the reyelu lamutim hani damaran. All these last cases that we just said does not fit into the Mishnah. A get makusher, a get karach. So those cases don't fit in. Minyana the seifel. What is the end? A reyelu shloishi gitim. What's the elu? These three and not something else. Lamutim hod etana. That's what we learned. Hanei we get them dinas hayom. If a shliach brings a get from over the yam, and Nostla, he gives it to her, and Veloy Omloy did not say to her, though, that the corner of before Nechtam, if the shliach did not tell the wife, Bishas is giving her the get, that it was written before Nechtam, the din is Yoitzei, and she uses that get, it's no good, she has to go out from the second husband. We have Vlad Mam Zadib Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. So Mishnah means to exclude that case. The Chomer and the Chum say no. Ain't a Vlad Mamzer. No, the case there, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Kate said, Yasa, what should we do in such a case? Push it. Yitlenu Himenu. Just take the get back from her. The Yasa of Yitlenu, and give it over to her again. Bifneishnaim, in front of two Edim. The Yomer, and now say clearly that before Nechtam. So it means to exclude that case, like over there, either the get is possible Gamer and the kid's a Mamzer, or else nothing. If you gave it to her and you did not tell her at the time, before Nechtam, the Yitzer is just take it back and give it over to her again. So Kit said, that's not a case of our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says, these are the three gittin that remain psulim. Now, the first case is, Kosav diksav yodav yein olavedim. If you have a get that the husband himself wrote up the get, and there are no signatures on the get, still the get is kosher midiraisa, it's only possible to rabbonim. So Amar Rav says, Ksav yodoy shanina. That our Mishnah means Ksav Yoda, that the husband wrote it. So Gemara says, Ahai, on which case are you talking about? Ilai Maresh, if you want to say that's Pshat in the first case of the Mishnah. So Pshit, the Gemara says, what do we need you Rav for? Ksav Yoda, Katana, the Mishnah itself says. We're talking about there's a Ksav Yoda of Yein Elevadim. So the Mishnah itself says clearly the husband wrote the get. Like, what do we need Rav for? What is Rav teaching us here? V'yela Mitziyosa. Elamai, now we're going on the middle case. The Mitziyosa. So what? There, of care, the Mora says, Harei Yeshul of Edim. The middle case is that you have two good Edim signed on the get, just you left out the Zman, the date of the get. So what does that got to do with Ksav Yodoy? Why should you have to have Ksav Yodoy over there? Elu HaSeifer, rather, let me say the last case. That what Yesh Boi Zman, V'yein Boi Yeli Edechot. That's Rav's Chiddush. The third case is, true, you have the Zman written on it, but you only have one Edechot signed. That's Takakasha. That the Mishnah's mashma is only possible with the Rabbonin. But with the Raisa, though, the get is kosher. The question is, why is the get kosher with the Raisa? If you only have one aid signing on the get, one aid means nothing. You have to have two aidim always. So why does the Mishnah say it's good?
So that's what Rav is adding on. The reason why the Mishnah holds that Midiraisa is good is only possible with the Rabbanin, because we're talking about even in the last case also, it's a Ksav Yadai. The husband wrote up this get. So Midiraisa, when he writes it up himself, that's like an IOU, that's like two Edim. That's like a Doiz Badin Kimedim Dami. So that's why Midiraisa is good. And the Chiddush is, even though you also have an Edech that's signed on it, still Midirabbanin is possible. That's what Rav has been explaining. The Sefer of the Mishnah. Now, Vidafka.